Chuck Allen. Welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, we want to take another look at a miracle. Yesterday, we talked about Elijah, and it was interesting that the text told us in 1 Kings about how Baal had become a false idol, a false god, and that King Ahab had directed all of the Israelites that they were to take all of their faith and place it in this statue, Baal. And so there were 450 of these guys that were the prophets of Baal, and they were crying out to God, asking God to light a calf on fire that would be used as a sacrifice. Now, Elijah, he took a calf as well, and he soaked it in water, put a moat filled with water around it, soaked the wood with water, while the prophets of Baal had the very driest of wood and no problem. And they cried out to their statue for hours. It was so funny because Elijah actually makes fun of them after a while, and he simply calls on God and he does what God always does. He comes through for us. Well, today let's go to the New Testament and talk about a miracle that Jesus performs. The disciples are headed out and they're on the Sea of Galilee and what over there now what they would refer to as a Jesus boat. It may be 28 or 30 feet long and probably 12, 14 feet wide. Probably had a sail on it of some sort and a rudder that they could direct with. And they have headed out and it is evening. And as they're headed out, they find themselves in the middle of this massive lake called the Sea of Galilee that is surrounded by mountains. And the wind, when it blows over those mountains and onto a relatively shallow piece of water, the waves can get up pretty significantly. Now, remember, these are not Navy SEALs. Remember, these are not guys who had the opportunity to go to the YMCA and learn how to swim. These were guys that were fishermen. These were people like, or a doctor. These were folks that were tax collectors. These were men, regular, everyday dudes that Jesus had selected to be his 12 closest disciples. And the text says that one day in Luke chapter 8, verse 22, he, meaning Jesus and his disciples, got into a boat and he told them, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. So they set out, and as they were sailing, he fell asleep. This is why I think it could have been late in the evening or afternoon and maybe early evening. And then a fierce windstorm came down on the lake and they were being swamped and were in danger. So picture in your mind, the waves have now sloshed over the sides of the boat. The boat is rocking up and down. And I recall when I sunk a John boat when I was a young guy in the Halifax River in the Intercoastal Waterway in Daytona Beach. It had a little 4-horsepower motor on the back of it, and it was a small 12-foot John boat. I got into a massive storm, and literally, I sunk the boat and had to swim for safety. But these guys weren't where it was easy to swim to safety. Their lives were genuinely in danger. And so Jesus, though, through all of it, is sleeping. Now, watch this. It goes without saying here that when we think that Jesus is just sleeping and not showing up for us, watch what happens when the disciples go to him. In verse 24, it says, they came and they woke Jesus up saying, Master, Master, we're going to die. Then he got up and he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. So they ceased and there was a calm. He said to them, where is your faith? And they were fearful and amazed, asking one another, who can this be? He commands even the winds and the waves and they obey him. Listen to me, friend. Oftentimes, I think we like to explain away the miracle working power of Jesus the Christ. But let's not forget that he is in the same miracle business today as he was on that late afternoon as they headed out over the Sea of Galilee. When the winds and the waves and the storms are beating you up, I believe he looks at us, his children, and says the same thing he did to his disciples. Where is your faith? Today, I would ask you, come before the Lord Jesus and say, Master, Master, we're in trouble. And then allow him to get up and rebuke the storm and be able to do so in such a way that he can look at your life and say, now there is a calm. Friend, listen, when he says, where is your faith? I believe he's asking you and I as well, where is our faith? So pick that challenge today. Maybe it's a meeting. Maybe it's a financial challenge. Maybe it's with a child. Whatever that great challenge is in front of you, take that to the Lord Jesus and be able to say, Master, Master, we are in such trouble here, and let him bring calm to your storm. He is still in that business, and he cannot wait to do that for you, his kid. God bless you, friends. We'll see you tomorrow on another weekday podcast from Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.